Over the past 16 to 17 weeks, we've been talking about self-publishing a book online, so it's natural that we take a little bit of a transition over to the world of audiobook publishing. Most importantly, I think the best place to start is going to be Audiobook Creation Exchange, so you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It's Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death that you're taking a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me. This is episode 78 and the first in the series on self-publishing an audiobook. We had been talking about self-publishing a book online for the past 16 weeks. So I'm over it. There's other avenues we can look at. But honestly, I just want to kind of switch over to the land of audiobook publishing. And if you're not there just yet, I really believe you should get there like ASAP. And I'm going to give you some very good reasons here in today's episode. I know some of you might be thinking, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. There's so much stuff I've got to learn. I don't know. It's too expensive. Audiobooks are more important than ever. People are now consuming downloadable audio content through the ways of, say, podcasts and audiobooks. So you've got to get in the game now. Become an early adopter before this train takes off. I'm telling you that back prior to 2015, there was something that was called the Kindle Gold Rush, to where everyone in their mother was publishing things on Kindle Direct Publishing and making money hand over fist. Easy for me to say. Right now, that's happening in audiobook publishing. And if you are not getting in now, I really think you got to do it as soon as humanly possible. And there's many options you can take advantage of. One of the best places to start is going to be Audiobook Creation Exchange. Now, for brevity's sake, I'm just going to call it ACX. So just remember that. If you need to remember, Audiobook Creation Exchange is owned by Amazon. All right. It originally started back in May of 2011, was actually put together by Audible. So that's pretty interesting, fun fact. They distribute audiobooks only to three platforms, Audible and Amazon, of course, and iTunes, which is kind of a peculiar relationship, considering that Amazon and Apple are essentially competitors. In fact, when you want to price match a book, you want to drop it down to free, publish it through Apple and do it free there, and then you'll have Amazon go ahead and price match. Fun fact. But here's the funny thing about iTunes. You can tell that they're competitors because you only get 25% royalty before ACX takes their cut. So yeah, that's right. You get 25 cents out of every dollar when you send it on over to Apple iTunes for your audiobook. So just a heads up, there are other options and other ways that you can make far more as far as royalties go when you're going to iTunes. I'm going to talk about that in future episodes. For now, let's keep on ACX. So they actually serve as a marketplace between narrators and rights holders. Now, that's the people that own the rights to a particular work. Most of the times, if you're a person who's listened to this podcast, you're probably an author. So you are essentially a rights holder. There are a few ways that you can do narrator deals, okay? You can do a finished price per hour, all right? Finished price per hour essentially works like this. You have an audiobook, let's say it's 9,500 words, and maybe when it's read out loud, it's an hour's worth of listening content. That would be a finished hour. So you would essentially be paying a narrator per finished hour for something like this. So let's say, for instance, I get a hold of my buddy, Anthony Fleischman, and Anthony charges, say, $200, $250 per finished hour. I'm just saying this as a rough guesstimate. I'm not sure if that's what Anthony's still charging. But that means if I have, for instance, a two-hour book, that's going to run me $500 for him to do that book. Now, some of you are kind of cringing. You have to remember, on the other side of things, as a narrator, they're not just simply sitting down, pressing record, and calling it a day. They've got to go through your manuscript. They actually have to highlight certain areas. They have to prepare for it. They have to look up certain words and the pronunciation of those words. And if you're doing fiction work, they're going to probably have to study the characters and figure out specific dialects or how they're going to deliver it. You know, voice acting in general takes a lot of preparation. And then comes the part of actually reading it. And I'm going to tell you this, I actually have some experience now in doing audiobooks. I read my own book and I still messed up numerous times doing my audiobook. So there's the mistakes. And then you got to go back through, you have to edit, get everything cleaned up. You have to master it and do post-production and then mastering it before it actually is finished. So there is a ton of work involved. So though your book might be an hour long, it could take about 3 to 6 hours or more to complete that specific audiobook. It just really depends on the narrator and their experience of the topic of what your book is on. How you pay works like this. You pay them most times after delivery. So they will typically do a deal with you in which you pay them after they're done, because obviously they're really not sure how long the book is going to be until it's finished. Sometimes though, narrators do require a deposit in advance. Okay, don't take offense to it. All right, they've got things to do. And there have been numerous times that rights holders have kind of screwed them over. So if they're asking for a deposit, it's because they want to make sure they're not going to get screwed over by you. And honestly, it's up to the narrator how they're paid. You're going to want to make sure you discuss it ahead of time. Do they require a deposit? Do they do PayPal? Do they do something else? It's never conducted through ACX. ACX does not have an escrow of some sort. In other words, you don't just upload your money up there, they hold on to it, and they hand it on over to the narrator, and things are done. No. They just expect for you to, being the rights holder and the narrator, to kind of discuss those things and work it out amongst yourselves. All right, there's the other option. It's called 50-50 royalty split, which is a 7-year agreement. Essentially, if you don't have the discretionary expense to hire finished price per hour or price per production, as ACX calls it, then 50-50 royalty split is going to be the thing for you. You noticed I said it's a 7-year agreement. What the 7-year agreement says is, hey, I'm willing to split 50% of the profits with you in exchange of you narrating my book 100% free. So the rights holder really doesn't risk much. The narrator risks quite a bit. They're having to take their time, energy, and attention into putting this audiobook together in hopes that it actually will take off and that you promote it and that it really starts to sell and they get their money back over that course of 7 years. Now, I can say to you confidently that I've had dozens upon dozens of audiobooks published through ACX, and quite a few of them I did early on with the 50-50 royalty split. About, I'd say 80% of them pull in about 20% of the revenue, and vice versa. 20% of the titles pull in 80% of the revenue. So it's that 80-20 rule, if you will. And that 20% are the ones that I just kick myself over, and that I'm like, ugh, I'm stuck with the 7-year deal. You can buy out the narrator, but in most instances, when a narrator knows they have it good, they're going to probably charge you a pretty penny to buy out that 50-50 royalty split. So you can buy out a 50-50 royalty agreement, but you have to come in agreement with the narrator. And then you have to actually reach out to ACX from that point. They will delist your audiobook from the platform, and then you have to republish the work as strictly yours. And at that point, your reviews are going to be scrubbed. That might be on there. You might lose all of that. You might lose relevancy. So there's a big risk involved when you do buy out that 7-year agreement. So just a heads up warning. All right. And then there's one more option. It's called Royalty Plus. And it's what you would think. It's a hybrid of the 50-50 royalty split with a discounted finished price per hour. And so let's just say that there's some narrators out there. They come at a higher premium, but they're also willing to take a little bit of a gamble on some rights holders and their content. So they will back down a little bit on their finished price per hour in exchange for 50-50 royalty split. Now, I've never used this option. I do know a couple of authors who have used this option. And, you know, it can be considerably cheaper going that route. Might I recommend that you consider looking at finished price per hour before you ever consider 50-50 royalty split or the royalty plus plan? So that way you own 100% of the rights. You don't have to split any of it. Yes, you do take all of the risk by doing this. Narrator only has to do is they just deliver your stuff. If it's all good, it passes ACX's specs, you go ahead, collect money, and everybody's happy in the end. So here's how ACX works. You must have your book already available through Amazon as a print or ebook. Now, if your book is in pre-order, if it's discoverable in some way on the Amazon platform, then you can pull it up. That's one of the big drawbacks when it comes to ACX. You can't just simply go over and publish an audiobook. Nope. You have to have the print book or the ebook available on Amazon's platform because you search that up and you find it and you can be able to present it that way. There are other platforms that will allow you to publish without having the print and ebook. And I'm going to talk about that in future episodes here. But for right now, we'll focus on ACX. You can do what I call a bring your own audiobook. If you already have a narrator, someone you trust, someone you like, or if you're a narrator or voiceover talent, bring your own audio work. But just remember, it has to pass their specifications. It's pretty specific, and I'd rather than talking about some of these nerdy levels and such like that, I would just recommend go to ACX's help page to see what the specs are. When I work with my engineer over at the local studios that I've been doing my audiobook, I just hand that stuff off over to him, and it's worked like a charm so far. If you're working with narrators through ACX, how this works is they started out with, you can, first of all, put it on the marketplace for people to audition for. If you don't want to have auditions, you can always search somebody up. They've got a great system for searching up authors based on your budget, your niche, your needs. If you need a female versus a male, do you need a Southern accent? Do you need a British accent? There's so many things that you can do through their filters to find just the right audiobook narrator and then approach them. But once you do come to an agreement and you want to work together, what they're going to do is you're going to come to the agreement. You both kind of sign off on it. And then they're going to give you the first 15 minutes of the work. It's going to be essentially like a sample. Okay. Once you approve that, the agreement is official. It's 100% official. There's no backing out. If it's not approved, you can still kind of back out. Let's say, for instance, you get that 15 minutes and you discover that this person, I don't know, has a weird nose whistle and they can't seem to fix the nose whistle, you know, in each one of their takes. So you're kind of like, I'm sorry, this just isn't going to work out. You can back out at that point, just let ACX know, hey, look, this isn't working out with this narrator, and you can back out of the agreement. But if it is approved, you have come to terms with the narrator to back out, then fine. I know there are some occasions that after 15 minutes, maybe you two don't get along, or maybe even the narrator says, ooh, this book's turning out way harder than I thought it would be. If you both agree, you can back out, okay? ACX is pretty flexible, and I hear very few horror stories of people, you know, not being able to get along with their narrator, or maybe like their narrator ghosts them, you know, and if a person ghosts them, you get a hold of ACX, they haven't heard from this narrator in about a month, then, you know, that's fine. They will probably end up, you know, pretty much making it null and void. All right, let's talk about the royalty structure. And this is a pretty interesting one because if you're used to getting the royalties from, say, KDP, where you're getting 70% for ebooks or 60% for print books, you look at the royalty structure here for audiobooks, and it's absurdly low. Absurdly low. Just ridiculous. 40% royalties to be exclusive to their platform, and it is a 7-year agreement. I don't know what the heck's the deal with their 7-year agreements, but it is what it is. You can't opt out of exclusivity after 1 year, and it's of no penalty to you. You can just pull on out that program. You cannot, however, do it if you have a 50-50 royalty split. So whether that's the royalty plus or you're doing 50-50 royalty split, you're stuck. You have to be exclusive. There's no other way around it. You have to stay on ACX's platform because that's essentially their rules. If you're exclusive, you get promotional codes. Promotional codes are a little different than in years past. And I think this is where I feel like you have to pay closest attention, even if you are experienced in this business. The promotional codes are essentially for giving out to readers to get reviews for your audiobook. It's good for the US and UK only. You can have up to 50 promotional codes per region. You automatically receive 25 per region upon publishing. It's plenty, by the way. It's a lot. You get an additional 25 after your first 10 redemptions and 100 qualified purchases made from your catalog. So in other words, they want to make sure you're going through and utilizing these codes and not just kind of stockpiling them. Just so you know, there's no longer a cash value for these codes. In years past, they did have some cash value. You could be able to get those credits. You could use them on any book inside your catalog. Heck, you could use it on any book inside Audible. That was the crazy thing. They closed up that loophole. Now those promotional codes, when you give it to somebody, they cash it in, they automatically get your book. There's no way around it. And you don't get any cash for it. Remember, promotional codes are great for getting reviews. That's the most important thing. If you want to, you can always say you get the promotional code, say, to use for giveaways or your email newsletter, or even say an ARC team of some sort, which I guess it wouldn't be an ARC team, an advanced reader copy team, if they're first of all listening to it. And on top of that, if it's already been released through ebook or print book, then it's probably not an advanced copy, but you get the idea. All right, let's talk about the next royalty structure, and that is non-exclusive at 25%. Yeah, I can hear everybody cringing right now going, 25%? Okay, let's back up for just a second. I said 40% for exclusive. Now I said 25% for non-exclusive. Remember early on inside this podcast I'd mentioned that distribution over to Apple, you get 25 cents out of every dollar? You get 25%? Oh yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's put our thinking caps on here. If you go exclusive to ACX, you're getting 40% of that 25%. And if you're non-exclusive, you're going to take 25% of that 25%. Oh, what? That doesn't seem cool. Why would you want to go non-exclusive? Well, there's many other audiobook platforms out there on the market today. Believe it or not, Audible and Amazon are not the only game in town. Are they the biggest game in town? Yeah, they are. But there's other avenues, including the likes of places like Barnes & Noble, Google Play. You even have library distribution like places like Hoopla. There's so many opportunities out there, not to mention Spotify starting to put their hat into the ring here of audiobooks. They're like, oh, we're doing podcasting. Oh, yeah, yeah. But oh, yeah, we're also doing audiobooks as well. So non-exclusive can work in your favor. And especially if you're listening to this and you're hardly getting enough money to, let's say, for instance, go out for a date on the town with somebody or buy a new pair of shoes every month, chances are pretty likely being exclusive to ACX isn't serving you well. So you may want to consider publishing wide. That's why 25% non-exclusive might make the most sense. What doesn't make sense, and this is the part that I just don't like this. And by the way, folks, if I didn't warn you, this is a longer podcast today. The static pricing feature based on audiobook length, this is absolutely ludicrous. In fact, I think it's stupid. And Amazon, I'm calling you on this one. Amazon and Audible calling you on this one. That you're not allowing audiobook rights holders to choose the price, that you automatically choose it based on the length. That is a garbage methodology because you're telling me my nonfiction book weighs exactly the same as someone's short story fiction book. That doesn't make sense. So here's how it works. Sorry, I'm going to get off my soapbox for a second. If your title is under 1 hour, it's under $7. If your title is 1 to 3 hours, it's $7 to $10. If your title is 3 to 5 hours, it's $10 to $20. 5 to 10 hours is $15 to $25. 10 to 20 hours, it's $20 to $30. And over $20 or 20 hours, it is $25 to $35. If something's over 20 hours long and I'm charging just $35 for it, please make me stand in the corner. That's insane. 20 hours. Can you imagine if you had a fiction title, which there's a lot out there, and you're just charging $35 for that? That's a dollar per minute of something that probably cost you thousands to produce. I just don't like that system. And also the next one is, how people get to purchase it isn't always based on those prices, by the way. They have three different systems. It's called AL, ALC, and ALOP. That's how they track all of the purchases. AL represents, this is a member sale in which an Audible listener purchased your audiobook using a membership credit. So if somebody is an Audible member, they will use that credit. Now, the credits all are based pretty much on two different types of memberships. They have the gold membership and they have the platinum membership. And when they say subscribe monthly for the gold membership, I believe they get one to two titles, and then they get twice as much on the platinum membership. It doesn't matter what book they get. They can take that credit and they can go get it. It's a 10-hour book. As long as it's inside their program for Audible, then they'll be able to download it. If you're a customer and you see the price of, say, a book being $4.95, and you see another book, let's say Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within, which is tens of hours, I'm sure, and you see that, which one do you think you're going to go for? You're probably going to go for the longer one because you're going to take that credit. Well, do I want to waste it on the shorter one or do I want to go for the longer one? They're going to probably go for the longer one. This is where it's kind of jacked up, in my opinion. Then you got ALOP. This is a member sale in which an Audible listener purchased your audiobook with a credit card. ACX pays you the royalty based on the net sale of that transaction. So in the instance, the person doesn't want to blow being an Audible member. Let's say they don't want to blow their membership credit on your book that is, say, cheaper, and they want to put it over here on Tony Robbins, they can come on over to your book and they can go ahead and purchase that at a bit of a discount because they get a discount since they're an Audible member, by the way. Last but not least is ALC. This is an a la carte purchase made by a non-member. So anybody else outside of that, the people that are paying just the raw, rough amount, they're not a member, then that's the best one to see inside your dashboard because you're going to be definitely getting paid the most when it comes to ALC. All right, let's talk about the Bounty Referral Program. All right, if you have an audiobook through there, regardless of exclusive or non-exclusive, and you refer someone to a referral link and they get a free download of your book, they get 30-day free trial of Audible, and if they stay beyond that 30-day trial, you get a $75 bonus. Now, if you've got a 50-50 split, you'll get $50. Your narrator gets $25. It's a cool system, but it requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of educating your audience. And to be honest, you got to kind of trust Audible on this to actually deliver. I'm going to be straight up. This has already been, I'd say, in place about a year and a half, 2 years. I have not done a single bounty, and I've built awareness around this. So I'm a bit more skeptical when it comes to the whole bounty program. It is nice, but it does require a lot of work. It's available for US, UK, Germany, and France only. Four regions. When this can start to spread out, I'm going to feel a little bit more confident in the bounty program, being able to bring in more people. But for right now, I remain skeptical. And on top of that, why give us four different links? Why don't you give us a universal link? I mean, Genius Link has it all locked down. Books to Read has it all in lockdown. Why can't Audible, owned by the largest company, one of the largest companies in the world, put together a universal book link that when someone clicks on it, it'll direct them to their region and we get that bounty instead of us having to provide four different links? People get overwhelmed when they see four links and they're like, never mind. That's just me. Payments. All right. So they pay you through either direct deposit or by check. You'll be paid 30 days after the close of the month. Well, I'm going to give you my final thoughts and the pros and cons when it comes to audiobook creation exchange before we do wrap things up. I do want to bring to your attention, and it has been my mission this whole year, and it continues to be my mission, that I want to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives. And if you happen to be one of those people, it'd mean the world to me if I can kind of just do a little hash mark, just kind of a little bit of a check-in, if you will, of all the people I've positively impacted by going over to my YouTube channel, Self-Publishing with Dale. Visit dalelinks.com/YouTube, and you're going to hit that subscribe button. And once I hit that 100,000, I will know that I've accomplished my mission here in 2020. So if I've helped you in inspiring or motivating you, or I've helped increase your income or your awareness of these things, if there's been any amount of positive impact, could you do me a huge favor and go on over to my YouTube channel and hit that subscribe, ring the bell notification icon so you don't miss a single one of the videos. Got some really good ones inside the pipeline. Final thoughts when it comes to ACX. Is ACX worth it? Here's the pros. The marketplace is second to none, all right? I've seen other marketplaces that you can get narrators on, and you're not going to be able to find any narrators, a good quality narrators for the price anywhere else. ACX has a wonderful marketplace. The filter is, whew, chef's kiss. I love it. I love the fact that if I've got a budget, I've got someone I specifically need to, you know, find on the platform, someone who's niche specific, I can find them easily. So their filter's wonderful. Their messaging system works pretty well. I kind of like that. The fact that we can kind of keep dialogue. And I'd recommend if you ever do hire a narrator, keep all of your dialogue in that message center. Don't take it off of there, because you want to make sure that if for some reason something goes to arbitration, that ACX has everything tracked perfectly in there. They are also the best royalty for distribution to Amazon and Audible. Though I might say, I might poop on the whole idea of 40%. It's still way better than the other avenues I'm going to talk about in the coming weeks, because when you aggregate in to Amazon and Audible, other than through ACX, you're going to get 25% of that and before the aggregator pulls their percentage. So the best royalty for distribution to Amazon and Audible is definitely through ACX. You have to be exclusive though. So, and let's look at the cons, the 7-year agreements. Woo, man, once you sign on, you're set. You're almost like you're signing on for your firstborn at this point. There's a narrator disconnect sometimes. Every now and then you might get set up with a narrator. And I know I have on numerous occasions, and they'll just ghost you. They'll just disappear. ACX can't do nothing. They don't do anything, actually. That's a funny thing. I had a narrator who did a number of my audiobooks, and for whatever reason, dude just stopped answering my messages. And I have no other way to get a hold of dude. And also, here's the thing. ACX dominates the audiobook market. They dominate. Amazon and Audible is pulling in the lion's share of global publication profits when it comes to audiobooks. But there are alternatives, and you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to this podcast channel, folks, so that way you know exactly some of the alternatives you can use, and I recommend to some of you, as I had mentioned before. So is ACX worth it? Abso-friggin-lutely. Absolutely. Get on top of it. Go to acx.com. That's not a referral link. I don't get any kind of kickback or anything else like that. It's up to you. Hey, folks, do me a huge favor. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. And if you happen to be watching this on YouTube, the new YouTube podcast channel, leave me a comment. I definitely like to hear what your words are about ACX and some of the things that I kind of griped about. Maybe I'm off base. I could be. Who knows? In the meantime, folks, we are going to be meeting here same time next week to chat a little bit about one of my favorite platforms and Find A Way Voices when it comes to audiobook distribution. Till then, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.